Joining us now is Patrice Unwanka. She's the director of the Center for Economic Opportunity and the Independent Women's Forum. Patrice, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning to you guys.
So we hear some surprise. Like every time I turn around, there's another surprise in all of these packages, these stimulus packages and trillions of dollars in spending packages that the administration is putting together, because they're giving out money on one side. But of course, in order to give that money out, they have to launder it through the government. They have to take from the producers in order to give to other people. And the U.S. Labor Secretary believes that a lot of what's called gig work in the United States, so like if you have a second job driving for, you know, a rideshare company like Lyft or Uber, that's considered a gig job. So you're not an employee for that company. You're an independent contractor. And they want people like that to be classified as employees because they say you deserve work benefits. Well, that sounds great, but it could hurt these workers, right?
Absolutely. 57 million people in this country are independent contractors or do some sort of freelance work. Some of these folks are working part-time, you know, supplementing their main income. Others, this is their full-time livelihood. And Mary, you touched on the gig economy, but freelance work and independent contracting is even bigger than that. I mean, beyond just the Ubers and the Lyfts and the Postmates, you have people who are, you know, vocal specialists, they're musicians, they're Spanish to English translators, people who own small businesses across the country, you know, are 1099 workers. That's what we're talking about here. But we have an administration that is, 180 degrees in the other direction from what we had under the Trump administration. I think President Biden wants to be a union-friendly, union-boosting guy, and he's willing to use federal policy and probably administrative and regulatory policy to force people who don't necessarily want to be employees into that outdated employee model. And that's what we're seeing coming out of Washington.
What could the economic impact be of a change like this? If gig workers were reclassified as employees, what would that do to the market? What would that do to jobs?
Well, we've seen this in California. They passed a bill called AB5, which decimated freelance work. People immediately overnight lost jobs. You're talking about journalists who lost their ability to write more than like 30, 35 columns in a year. You're talking about people who, you know, lost their ability to have regular contract work. They could be graphic designers. Elderly people who, you know, are in the advertising agency, maybe I should call them seasoned, but those folks, they lost their usual contracts. Employers in California did not want to hire them because they were fearful of this new reclassification that turned them into employees. And I mean, at Independent Women's Forum, we have a storytelling campaign where we had people tell us their stories, email us. They lost, optometrists lost 30% of their income overnight. And now this is before the pandemic hit. So you can imagine they were hit with a double whammy of losing jobs, losing income, losing contracts. And then, of course, the pandemic shut everything down. So if this becomes national law, I think you're going to see millions of workers across the country who choose, they want to have flexible work. They want to choose their schedule. They're going to be forced out of their jobs and out of work entirely.
So is the reason for this is, you know, they say that people deserve benefits. They want people to have the benefits. They want the employers, they want these big corporations to foot the bill for people's health benefits, right? That's basically what this comes down to. So did the people lose their jobs because they chose not to become employees? Or did the company say, we don't want to employ you as an employee because we don't want to make you an employee because of the cost?
Well, I think you have both going on at the same time. So the increased cost of reclassifying someone as an employee means you're going to have to abide by federal and state laws, whether that's overtime rules, you know, health benefits, all of those things, providing those. You know, and one estimate in the ride sharing world, excuse me, found that these companies would increase their cost by 30%. So this would be a significant labor cost increase. But on the other side, there are many people who cannot simply work in a traditional 9-to-5 job. People who have children, they're looking after their kids, or an aging parent, a sick spouse. People, overwhelmingly, over 90% of women who do work in the gig economy do so because of flexibility. And for at least 3/4 of all freelancers, they say they could not hold down a traditional job because their personal circumstances keep them from doing that. So we have to allow for choices in the workplace where, you know what, if you want that full-time job, you want the benefits, then yes, by all means, go out and find a job. But if you want to be independent, if you want to have your own client base, if you want to determine when you work and how you work, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. The left is big on choice, except when it comes to you making that choice. Patrice Onwuka, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be keeping an eye on this because so many people, especially in this area, are contract workers. Yeah. This is going to have a huge effect on their lives. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
743 on WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show. I am a loyal listener.
105.9 FM.
We just talk about it.
WMAL.